Donald Sterling, the owner of the Clippers, with his ex-girlfriend.
I'm sorry, too. I wish I can change the skin. The color of my skin doesn't.
The issue. You missed the issue.
What's the issue?
The issue is we don't have to broadcast
it. I'm not broadcasting anything. I don't do anything wrong.
Nobody said you did anything wrong.
I don't do anything wrong. If we ever have any issues, it's because people call you and tell you things about me that are not true.
Why are you broadcasting?
I'm not broadcasting anything.
Why are you taking pictures with minorities? Why?
What's wrong with minorities? What's wrong with black people?
Nothing.
What's wrong with these families?
It's like talking to an enemy. There's nothing wrong with minorities. They're fabulous. Because you're an enemy to me.
Why?
He said talking to minorities is like talking to an enemy. This good old boy is something else. He's a piece of work. Back to the tape. And not only blacks, he said minorities, so everybody should be mad.
Because you don't understand.
I don't understand what?
Nothing.
That racism still is alive?
No, but there's a culture.
What culture?
People steal certain things. Hispanics feel certain things towards blacks. Blacks feel certain things towards other groups. It's been that way historically, and it will always be that way.
But it's not that way in my heart and in my mind.
But maybe you want to adjust to the world.
But why? If the world doesn't do anything for me and they don't make me happy.
I don't want to argue with you. I don't want to argue.
I can't be racist in my heart.
And that's good. I'm living in a culture. And I have to live within the culture. So that's the way it is. That's all. I got it. I got the whole message. You live with your heart.
I don't. You
can't be flexible. You can.
I am flexible. I understand that that's the way you were raised and that's your culture. And I'm respectful.
Why do you have to disrespect them? Those that are.
Who am I disrespecting?
The world before you.
Why am I disrespecting them?
What, by walking and you perceive as either a Latina or a white girl. Why should you be walking publicly with black people? Why? Is there a benefit to you?
Is it a benefit to me? Does it matter if they're white or blue or yellow?
I guess that you don't know that. Maybe you're stupid. Maybe you don't know what people think of you. It does matter, yeah. It matters.
Do you know that I'm mixed?
No, I don't know.
You know that I'm mixed.
You told me you were going to remove those. You said, yes, I understand you. I mean, you change from day to day. Wow. So painful. Wow.
People call you and tell you that I have black people on my Instagram, and it bothers you.
Yeah, it bothers me a lot that you want to broadcast that you're associating with black people. Do you have to?
You associate with black people.
I'm not you, and you're not me. You're supposed to be a delicate white or a delicate Latina girl.
I'm a mixed girl.
Okay, well,
and you're in love with me. And I'm black and Mexican, whether you like it or not,
okay.
Whether the world accepts it or not. And you're asking me to remove something that's part of me and in my bloodstream because the world thinks different as me and you're afraid of what they're going to think because of your upbringing. You want me to have hate? Towards black people?
I don't want you to hate. That's what people do. They turn things around. I want you to love them privately. In your whole life, every day you can be with them. Every single day of your life.
But they're not in public?
But why publicize it on the Instagram and why bring it to my games?
Why bring the black people to the games?
And Donald Stern defense. She is an annoying motherfucker. That bitch annoying as hell. She sound like she reading from paper or some shit. Back to this bullshit.
I don't even want to discuss anymore. It's over. I don't want to talk about it.
I'm sorry that you feel that way.
I feel that way so strongly, and it may cause our relationship to break apart. And if it does, it does. It's better to break apart now than to break apart later.
I'm sorry that you still have people around you that are full of racism and hate in their heart. I'm sorry that you're still racist in your heart. I'm sorry that you live in a world that still...
How about your whole life? Every day, you could do whatever you want. You could sleep with them, you could bring them in, you could do whatever you want. The little I ask you is not to promote it on me and not to bring it to my games.
I don't bring anyone to the game.
Okay, then. There's nothing to argue about it.
I know.
Okay, we got a big problem here. I really don't feel like going anywhere. I don't feel like going to Europe. I don't feel like just going to the whole thing.
This dude is crazier than a motherfucker. He even told the pride. He said you can fuck with whoever you want to, all that. He might as well just been on some pimp shit.
We gotta pee. You didn't like someone that I was with.
I'm sorry, I don't have any more friends. What would you like me to do? Remove the skin color out of my skin?
Is that a real issue, or are you making something up?
I mean, I just don't understand what the issue is.
There's nothing wrong with you or your skin color. Why are you saying these things? To upset me?
Sweetie, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry, too. We made a giant mistake, both of us. Everything you say to me is so painful. Do I want you to change the color of your skin? You know how to really hurt somebody. It's just devastating. I understand.
I don't understand how you can have so much hate towards minorities.
I don't have any hate on nothing.
I cannot understand.
Why would you say that?
How a person like you who's elevated, who's here, still feels above the world, and you can't even be seen with someone in which is considered of a different skin color.
They can be with me all day long and all night long.
I can't believe that a man who's educated, a man who's a scholar, a man who's...
Well, believe it and stop talking about it. Let's finish our discussion with a period, okay? You're not making any good points. You can't believe this man. That's all I am. I'm not a good person in your eyes. If I was a good person, you would say, I can't believe this. I can't believe that.
But
you're all lies. I love this.
Look at all this negativity coming from
there's no negativity. I love everybody. I'm just saying, in your lousy instant, you don't have to have yourself with walking with black people. You don't have to. If you want to, do it.
This old motherfucker.
Okay?
This old. He too old even looking at Instagram, you old motherfucking redneck.
If it was Larry Bird, would it have made a difference?
You're just a big fighter. I can see. Who would want to live with a woman like you? Who would want to live with a woman? All you ever wanted to do was fight. You're a born fighter.
I'm sorry that you're mad.
You're my worst mouth.
Why are you so angry? Honey. What's wrong?
Fuck with black bitch, you gonna get that mouth, white boy.
You got to do with it. You can walk all night long with your sisters. Or your family.
I saw someone I admire. I admire Magic Johnson.
Okay, good.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
He's made a lot of changes for his community, for the world, for the people, for the minorities. He's helped a lot of people.
Why are you forcing this down my throat? I'm finished talking to you. I have nothing more to say.
And this is a picture with someone I admire.
Good.
And he happens to be black, and I'm sorry.
I think it's nice that you admire him. I know him well, and he should be admired. And I'm just saying, it's too bad you can't admire him privately. And during your entire life, your whole life, admire him. bring him here, feed him, f*** him, I don't care. You can do anything, but don't put him on in this event so the world has to see, so they have to call me. And don't bring him into my games, okay?
I don't know him personally. Please. I'm sorry. Is there anything that I can do to make you feel better?
No, you can never make me feel better. You're just a fighter. You
love fight. Wow. And a bitch look kind of like a transvestite sometimes. Alright, here. Alright, y'all. Here go Big Snoop Dogg and Lil Wayne on the shit. Alright, y'all, here we go.
Message to the motherfucker that owned the Clippers, you bitch ass redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
This dedicated to motherfucking Donald Sterling. First of all, I'm gonna sum it up for everybody that I believe feel this way. I'm gonna sum it up for everybody on my side of the field, on my side of the gate. I think you know what I mean when I say that. Fuck you. That simple, that easy. If I was a Clippers fan, I wouldn't be one anymore. That simple. But if I was a Clipper player, a current Clipper player, you wouldn't see me on the court anymore in that uniform. An apology wouldn't do for me. It wouldn't work for me. A team meeting wouldn't work for me. Locker room camaraderie, that wouldn't work for me. I'd stand up for myself, and I'd understand that pride and respect isn't a team sport. Those are the things you're supposed to have within yourself, pride and respect. And then as a Clipper player with pride and respect, I'd understand that the person that owns the team that I'm playing for has no respect for me, all my people, all my kind, and has no pride. And I'm out here busting my ass every night, every day, to win for the team that would only make Donald Sterling happier, richer. Nah. So if I was a current Clipper, I wouldn't be anymore. Purple and yellow, nigga.
Super duper church.
Because your name was the name mentioned in the recording of racist remarks believed to be made by Clippers owner Donald Sterling. Plain and simple. When you heard those comments, Magic, what was your reaction?
Well, Sage, I was really upset. You know, you can't understand how hurt I was. And also, I was hurt for all African Americans and all minorities. Because when a man who owns a team in the NBA, and Donald Sterling has had issues in the past, so this is not the first time. And I've known Donald, one of the first men I met when I came to L.A., Dr. Buss took me to his annual Malibu Beach party, actually my first week in L.A. And then I met with Donald two or three times. He wanted to discuss the issues with his Clipper team. So I had a friendship with him. So for him to then make these comments or alleged comments about myself as well as other African Americans and minorities There's no place in our society for it. There's no place in our league because we all get along. We all play with different races of people when we're in sports. That's what makes sports so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then he's put his own team in a tough situation. So I believe that once Commissioner Silver, I was going to say Stern, Silver, you know, does all his due diligence, get all the information, gather the information, he's got to come down hard. He shouldn't own a team anymore. And he should stand up and say, I don't want to own a team anymore, especially when you have African Americans renting his apartments, coming to the games, and playing for him, and coaching for him. This is bad for everybody.
I just want to thank God for all the pretty women he led into my life. All the pictures he let me count. Wealth and health for my family. And let me fall on these niggas.
Man, it's a lot of bad bitches in the building. Amen. A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to 50 bottles and she tell me stay with it. I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church. I'm free. Bottle at the bottle, drink until I overdose. Pull up in the Santa, while some bitches catch the Holy Ghost. Every time I step up in the dealer, I be gone, bro. Shorty wanna fuck me as they get on top of roller coaster and I lay back.
Podcasting live from Super Church Radio, ATMs at the Dough. This your host, Superior Sacram, getting at y'all. Shows brought to you by Grind Clothing, and also brought to you by CraigsKicks.com. And today I'm just gonna basically get straight into the topic. Shit going on. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Ain't been sitting right with me. So I know y'all heard it already, how I begin the show in an unusual fashion. Letting y'all hear all about what's going on. And let me break it down to you if you still didn't get it. It's a guy, 80-some-year-old dude, the owner of the Clippers. His name is Donald Sterling. And he got a chick that he fuck with. She's Mexican and black. And you know, he told her, she recorded him or somebody else recorded him, that hasn't came out yet. But they recorded him saying all that shit that y'all heard. Basically that he don't want no black people. He don't want her being with no black people. He don't want no black people coming to his game. Just some real crazy 1906 shit. And this dude is worth $1.9 billion. That's why I titled the show $1.9 billion worth of racist shit. And I love what Snoop said about dude. You know what I mean? I love all them cats, Lil Wayne, Jordan, all the cats who came out and speaking on this bullshit. Cause really, the Clippers, they shouldn't even. At first, I was saying they shouldn't play. But yeah, they should play, man, because them dudes been trying to, make it to the NBA their whole life, and they shouldn't just throw all that shit away just because of this racist piece of shit. But yeah, they gotta make statements, and they gotta, like, you know what I mean? They just gotta really let this cat know. But as far as the fans, I don't think a black person should show up to that goddamn game. And if they do, you should damn near get thrown out with some crazy ass signs and whatever. Cause dude's foul for that. And usually shit like that don't bother me because it's expected, you know what I mean? I think 70% of business owners got that type of views. you know, non-blacks, and not just white people, non-blacks, just really got a problem with black people. They really like a, they just threatened by us, like we gonna take over the world and pay them back for slavery or something. That's what I really believe a lot of these people in dominant society think of us, because they just know what they did was so wrong, it's in the back of their damn mind. Now we gonna get revenge on their ass. I'm back to this racist piece of shit. This dude bought the Clippers for $15 million. $15 million in the 80s. I believe it was the 80s. And it's worth $700 million now. $700 million. And he got paid. You know, his, he done flipped his money off the sweat of black people. Niggers, as he probably calls them. You know he do. Now, if he got set to record, for them to record him, whoever set him up, they just, this dude talk like this on the regular. This wasn't just one day thing. They just caught him, you know what I mean? And they said it's going to be way more footage. I think they said they got, you know what I mean? I think they said something crazy, like close to 100 hours worth of this madman going crazy, talking crazy. And I'm just like this, like, if I got $1.9 billion, the least of my problem is just worry about another motherfucker. The motherfuckers that he believed beneath him, and they working for him, so you, and they say, oh yeah, he's known for not paying nobody right. He's just a real total piece of shit. And he, been busted before. He had a lawsuit where he wouldn't let minorities move into his apartments. He's a real estate mogul. And he wouldn't let minorities move in. And he got sued for $2.2 million for that. And then he also had other lawsuits about racial discrimination against the guy who used to the GM for him. What's his name? I'm going to tell you his name right now. Edwin Baylor, yeah. His general manager, he ended up suing him for racial discrimination. Yeah, this dude, and the NBA just swept all this shit under the rug back then, you know what I mean? Just swept it all under the rug. And just listen to that shit, man. Every time I hear that tape, they say they come out with more, just get rougher and rougher to listen to. And they can't make the dude quit. They can't make him quit. The owners can kind of force him out. That's it. The commissioner can't do nothing. The owners gotta all like get together and pretty much vote him out. But the commissioner can't do shit. And y'all know it's not illegal to be racist. So, you know, it's cool. He's gotta drum his ass up out of there. Like I said, the fans gonna have to really make the statement, because we really can't put on the players. Yeah, the players gotta have, they got attitude and all that. They don't kiss his ass, hell nah, but like I said, it ain't their fault, man. And I hope, you know, so some people gonna say that sound like a sellout, but nah, hell yeah, they gotta make a statement, believe that, but they can't jeopardize what they got going. And plus, you know, they got contractual obligations and shit, so they really can't just, you know what I mean? I like they did, you know, they did their little protest, but they got to continue going on, because that's the problem. Whenever we do protest and strike and all that, being a business owner, you're going to know that these motherfuckers need their jobs back. They ain't going to do that shit forever, you know what I mean? Let me just go on and weather the storm, and it'll be all right in a minute. See, that's the problem. All our strikes and all that bullshit, it don't last no time, and motherfuckers know that. It's just crazy to me how this good old boy, though, can really be that insecure. Yeah, he 80-something. He a big old trick. And the broad, like, first I was like, I'm real mad at her. Because I'm like, look at this bitch. And the bitch, she mixed with black and Mexican. So, and she's allowing this motherfucker to talk crazy to her. And she is a seller, ain't no kind of to it. She changed her name. And she even admitted she changed her name because she said it sounded too ethnic. Wow. And I believe her last name sounded like real, it was a real Latina name, like Lopez or something like that. and she changed her motherfucking name, said it sounded too ethnic, and she couldn't get far with it. That's exactly what she said, damn it, verbatim. Google that shit. That's what she said. So then I'm like, racist, sellout ass bitch. I'm like, on that type of shit. But then, the pimpish inside of me, it's okay, this bitch, she is milking this old motherfucker, because then they showed all the shit she got. He break her off so much that his ex-wife is suing her because all the money he done spent on that bitch. Like, he done got her, he bought her a 1.5 condo, 1.5 million condo, a Range Rover, a Lamborghini, two Bentleys, and I'm forgetting some other shit, you know what I mean? So, the bitch is milking the old motherfucker. And like, I hope she did put the tape out on this motherfucking trick ass. But yeah, she probably been going through hell fucking with that trick. But shit, he 80 some years old. I know he ain't slanging that thing. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, that bitch, she a sellout too though, man. Fuck that bitch. This motherfucker on some bullshit. And they made all this money off of black people. NBA 80% black. And he running that shit. And the coach, I don't know, Doc Rivers. I think he could have said a little more, man. But he did say, they asked him if he gonna stay there. He just said he don't know. I guess that's the right answer to say right now. You know, right now it's like real sensitive. But he said he didn't agree with the team. Because what the team did, they turned their shirts inside out. So they ain't going, you know, during the forgot what that shit called, before the game stuff. When you know, during your little practice pretty much before the game. So they had their shit turned inside out, and they threw their little clothes on the ground. You know what I mean? They did some little shit that they could do. You know what I mean? Like, I really ain't mad at the players. I ain't mad at them at all. It's just like, the more power that be, it's pretty much like some slave shit, like, the owner, the motherfucking master, and they the motherfucking slaves, you know what I mean? The players are goddamn slaves, which is so fucked up. And, what he said, just like, he really pretty much called them slaves. Like, when they was arguing on the tape, what that motherfucker said, she said, you know your team's full of black players. He said, yeah. He said, I give them food, clothes, houses. That's what he said. I give them food. Like, you know, he told them like they fucking slaves. That's some crazy shit. And if I'm mistaken, I know for sure Doc Rivers, he married an interracial relationship. But, if I'm mistaken, he got his house burned down on some racist shit, I believe, in the past. Doc Rivers, the coach. Yeah, check that out. Look that shit up. Well, yeah, he in a fucked up situation. It's just the whole situation is fucked up. It's fucking up their whole mojo for the whole, you know what I mean? They had a chance. You know, they had a slim chance to win it all right now. Man, it's kind of open in the NBA right now. It's kind of open. It's been like 7 overtime games in the playoffs. You know, motherfuckers is balling. Motherfuckers is playing, and this just really put a monkey wrench in their shit, man. It just really fucked their whole shit up. And this is hella crazy too. This dude, the owner, the Donald Sterling dude. Like I said, he been investigated. He been sued and been investigated more than 4 times over some racist shit in the last decade. And this motherfucker was voted honors by the NAACP in LA. Can you believe that? Honors by the NAACP. And was scheduled to get another honor next month. And now what the powers of B are saying, people who really doing some digging, they're saying that this motherfucker, you know, he's under investigation, slid the NAACP some money, and them motherfuckers, you know, start honoring his motherfucking ass. You know, That's shit. Money, boy. Money is every motherfucking thing. You can't tell me it ain't. Money run this bitch. And to think the dude, okay, you figure you this an old motherfucker. He's a good old boy from down south. Nah, he from East LA. This dude was raised in East LA. Came from nothing. His parents Jewish immigrants. So he should know. He should know what it feel like to, you know, go through hell. I know he had to go through some hell from being Jewish back in the days. Well, some semi-hell. That's what I always tell people, man. Don't ever tell no black people some shit like, get over it. Shit like that. When you see we get spent on by motherfuckers getting off the damn boat they damn self by immigrants. And they put blacks, American blacks, on the bottom of the fucking totem pole. Even Africans put us on the bottom of the totem pole. And that's where we are. You know what I mean? It's just insane how everybody's threatened by the American black. I got some close friends that are Indian, Fiji, Arabs. You know what I mean? All about business. You know, we do a lot of business together. Every last one of them, though. Because, you know, we cool. We, you know, we know each other good. But every last one of them, family, racist. That's the way they are. Racist against black. And not really racist against white people, though. Which you shouldn't be racist against no one. But it just tricks me out how other minorities really have a problem with blacks even more so than white people. It's like they don't want to be on the bottom. They want to push us on the bottom. It's just real crazy. And like I said, I'm not surprised. That's what's so crazy about it. It's not like I'm surprised. It's just I don't know, it's like when you be hoping, just really hoping and praying, shit getting a little tiny bit better, you get backhanded like this. Get backhanded to the earth. Nose bleeding, mouth bleeding, nice slap. Let you know you a nigga. Yeah, I just have to spit on that racist piece of shit. All my folks in L.A., man, if I was in L.A. right now, I'd definitely go to games. I know motherfuckers doing some shit outside the game, you know what I mean? And I ain't no protesting, striking kind of dude, but I don't like that shit one bit. Not at all. But yeah, man, I wouldn't even fuck with that game if I was y'all. Like I said, the players, you know, go ahead and handle your business, do your job. But as far as fans, you need to let them know it shouldn't be one black person in that game. Not one. I'm gonna go ahead and end the show right there, like I always do. Feel free to be yourself, because everybody else is taken. Hit me up, superchuch@gmail.com, SUPACHUCH@gmail.com. With that, I'm out. I'll do a show later on this week about with the news and all that good shit. I'm out. What it do? This is some breaking news from Super Chuch Radio. Breaking news from Super Chuch Radio. An update. This is an update on the $1.9 billion worth of shit. The owner of the LA Clippers. Yes, he was yesterday. He was forced to step down. Well, not actually forced to step down, but he was banned for life and fined $2.5 million, which is penny change, you know, chump change to him. But let you know that we was heard. Black people finally stood up for something, and shit finally got done in a timely manner. But you want to know if I'm satisfied or what. I'm still not satisfied, you know. I'm satisfied. There's nothing else they could do to him, you know. And really, all he did was voice his opinion. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure he's going to fight. He's an ex-lawyer. He ain't going to take that shit sitting down. But being a businessman, which he is, he going to know that the value of his shit is not going to grow with all this bullshit, this dark cloud being around it. So he gonna do it moving. That's because people stood up. And it was a lot of sellouts, boys, and yeah, man, it's a lot of sellouts. People really show they true racism when shit like this happened. And they nigga scariness too. A lot of people were scared. And a lot of people just was ignorant. My boy Charles Barkley said something that I thought was kind of ignorant. He said that he gonna learn whatever, cause this is our league, meaning Black people league. No, it's not. Yes, 80% people tap dancing, court jesters, are the Black people, but they don't own shit. What is it? One owner, Jordan. What percentage do he own? Well, Magic, what do he own? 2% of a team. Nah, it ain't our league. Don't ever get that twisted and tangled. Black people are dancers and court jesters and entertainers for billionaires. What is it, like 10 Black billionaires in the world? And I'm talking about including Africans, just Black people, period. It's like 10. Actually, I think it's like 13. But that lets you know a lot right there. And the chick, that the dude's girlfriend that got dude to go crazy, she need to be careful because she might come up missing. And I'm not saying by Black people or none of them. I'm like, dude got money and he's white supremacist. You know what I mean? Just she needs to be careful. And now she thinks she famous now. She been seen with my boy Corrupt Young Gotti, and her fucking with Corrupt Young Gotti. I know that gotta dry that racist piece of shit insane, cause he's a scandalous lowlife like me. And yeah, he parading around with her. He got a hat with her name on it. That's a little ridiculous, Ricardo, right there, you know. But Corrupt, he gotta be up to something. And then Oprah, she spoke on it. That's cool, cause you know, usually Oprah, she don't speak enough, I believe. But yeah, I like how she got on dude. Said dude think he got, you know, slaves in the plantation, basically. A lot of people spoke up. And that's what this show started off with, letting you hear how people stood up. But yeah, I just had to hit y'all with the update on this. And Clippers won the game last night, so that's cool. You know, hope they get their mojo back. You know, me, you know, the Yay area, that's my second home. And I, you know, I will be rooting, my team, the Lakers, you know what I'm saying, but I will be rooting for Golden State now. But now, with this Clippers shit going on, I'm damn near rooting for they ass. But yeah, y'all, your boy, Superior Sacram, Super Church Radio, is out. And don't y'all go start no shit with no innocent white people or nothing for no reason. They had nothing to do with this shit, you know what I'm saying. But if you see dude, you know what I mean? I'm out, y'all.
I just want to thank God for all the pretty women he led into my life. All the pictures that he let me count. Wealth and health for my family. And let me fall on these niggas.
Man, it's a lot of bad bitches in the building. Amen. A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to 50 bottles and she tell me stay with it. And I say, church, we make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say, church, you live on Sunday like a church. I'm free. Bottle after bottle, drinking till I